It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we want to talk about tech screwing you over.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to go first. Because if we have enough other stories, then I don't want to tell my story at all.
Okay. That's all right. I do have one.
You do have it?
Yeah.
So it's basically the time like you replied all to somebody or you instant messaged the wrong person or you butt dialed somebody or you, it's the way, or we've seen a lot of these stories recently where old people overly trust their GPS and the GPS is like, right, turn ahead. And then it's like drive into a lake. It's like Apple Maps is not always right. So just tech can screw you over in a variety of ways. What do you got?
Well, so a couple of years ago, there was a Verizon outage, and I have Verizon.
Okay.
And I remember it was on Valentine's Day because there was a big glitch and random texts were sent.
I remember
old texts
this.
That you might have deleted were resent.
Oh, no.
So like to ex, like you, yeah. Oh my God.
So at like midnight on Valentine's Day.
Oh God.
My ex, the wedding incident ex, is calling me and I haven't spoken to him since the incident. And he's like, hey, what's going on? Did you mean to send that to a different, his name was also Tyler. Did you mean to send that to a different Tyler? Like just calling me, I'm knocked out. I end up blocking him because I'm trying to sleep and he won't stop reaching out.
Oh my, and you didn't know you'd sent a text.
Correct. But it was like a bunch of you, miss you.
Oh, no.
That's what you sent?
Yeah.
Those were the texts. So it just grabbed
whatever
random texts from 5 years ago.
And he just perked right up.
I know. Immediate block.
Because it's Valentine's Day. He figures you're half in the bag. You've had a bottle of rosé and you're feeling nostalgic.
Yeah. It was rough.
So did Verizon, like they,
I remember there being like some big news stuff of like, yep, there was an outage. Sorry, guys. But that
sorry,
was it.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Sorry for the trauma.
I wonder if people, do you think you got like deceased family members texted
probably.
You and stuff?
Oh my God. How gross. Like, well, that would be terrible.
Yeah. And you're like,
Oh my God.
And Verizon has to put out an official, like they have to give you something to send
there
people.
There were conspiracies that the, I don't know, CEO owner of Verizon or whoever was caught like cheating. And so he made there be something
so he
to
just
cover
like,
up.
Get everybody.
Yeah.
We're all going down.
If I go, you go. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
That is so dark.
Yeah.
Like it's bad on any day, but on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story before, but the short version is I had an old boss who went to a Nuggets game with a buddy, called his wife, honey, everything's great. I'm just going to hear. I'm at the game. Bye. Hangs up. Thought he hung up,
oh,
put
no.
his phone down, and then just started talk. God, the Nuggets dancers are so effing hot. I'd nail that one to just like describing the things he would do to the women at the time. It was the Pepsi Center. And she sat and listened for a good chunk of time before hanging up.
Oh, no.
And then calling him back and going, hey, how's the blonde?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
There was a Verizon outage.
You don't understand. That guy just sounded like me. That was actually the CEO of... It's the worst. All right, want to hear when tech screwed you over. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I remember one time I had a coworker. We had a text contest come in, and you were supposed to send just one text to the one winner, and then a bunch of... you didn't win to all the other people, but this coworker got him confused and accidentally sent you win text to everybody and you didn't win to just one person.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I remember that being $100 gift card to Applejack.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was that idiot? Oh
gosh. What an idiot.
That idiot.
I bet they got fired.
Yeah.
Aaron, you're supposed to pick one winner. You're supposed to say, pick one winner. It was like,
what? The boxes got confusing, okay? I triple check it now.
There was like 400 people got the text. Like, you're getting $100 to Applejack. And Applejack's like, oh,
no, you're
what?
Not.
Oh, what? What did you do? How did we salve that
wound?
I
remember calling you like 14 times being like, what do I do? And you didn't answer.
Yeah, pack your crap. Get out.
Even I won.
Oh, I was like, I was just doing a test text.
If there was a Verizon outage.
Okay, so my newer story, which is terrible, there was this nurse. I was flirting with this nurse woman. Have you ever dated a nurse?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah. She wanted to put a catheter in me real bad to practice.
And no!
I wouldn't let her.
Oh my God.
There's no coming back from that.
So we had been flirting back and forth, and I got a hankering to like ask her to come over and work on me.
Ooh.
Put in a catheter.
Sort of. Sort of. I sent her the text.
What can you do down there?
I sent her the text that like, hey, is there anything you can do to help me? I have some swelling.
Okay.
Down there. Her name was Lauren, L-O.
Oh, no.
My father's name is Lou.
Oh.
I sent it to their iPad. I sent, can you come over? I have some swelling down below. With considerably more graphic words.
Not a picture.
No, I didn't send a picture.
Close call.
Yeah. So then I'm just sitting waiting. My parents call and I'm like, I'm like, I want to hear from this nurse. So I'm not going to answer the, and they just kept calling. Finally, I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, are you okay? And I'm like, what? Like you have swelling? What's swelling? And I'm like,
oh no.
Anyway, my mom came over. We took,
It had a happy ending.
Lauren, if you're out there, I still have
some swelling.
No, I don't think that's ever going to happen for me again. Yeah. I'm just picturing my mom every time I think of anything happening in the nether region. That's really embarrassing. All right, well, if tech has screwed you over, we'd love to hear your story as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for times when tech screwed you over. If you're a member of my immediate family who heard the story about my parents for the first time, made the whole thing up. That didn't happen. None of that. None of that happened.
You're having some swelling, it seems.
Kennedy.
How can you tell?
Stop. Kennedy.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a nurse? No. Tech screwed you over. What happened?
So we order a lot of Amazon at my job, and I was making a personal order one weekend. Oh, didn't realize that Amazon had saved my director's credit card and my work address.
Oh no.
Oh,
so I accidentally had nipple pasties with little fake piercings delivered to my work. And I work With children.
Oh no.
And you use their credit card as well.
Yes. Yes. Oh boy. Exactly.
Oh boy.
We're trying a new approach in the classroom.
Oh my God. That is
of all things to buy, too.
Oh my God. It shows up and somebody's opening it up like, for the kids.
Yeah, it was a very awkward Monday conversation.
It's an awkward Tuesday conversation, too.
Pretty much any day of the week, that's going to be an awkward conversation. Wow, Kennedy, thank you. Brandon.
Yai.
Yai. Tech screwed you over. What happened?
So back when I was in high school with my, at the time, new girlfriend, now my fiance, I had a phone that had that feature where you hit the lock button three times in a row. And it's kind of like a panic button kind of thing where it automatically starts recording audio, drops your GPS location.
Oh, wow.
Sends all this information to everyone on your emergency contact list.
Oh my God.
That's a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely was a thing. It's not anymore for this reason. me and the girl are hanging out and everything. Her dad's upstairs, so we're downstairs. And of course, you know, we have a good time with each other. And so my phone slips to the edge of her bed in the wall, and the movement hit that button three times. And so
you're a rapid fire guy.
So afterwards I'm like, all right, let me check my phone. And my phone is just blown up with text from all family, missed calls. So then I call one of the numbers back that I didn't know, and it was Douglas County Dispatch trying to get a hold of me. Since they couldn't get a hold of me, because my family got the text, so they reported to the police. So, mind you, yeah, there's audio recording and it takes a picture, but luckily the phone was wedged.
But the audio recording's got to be real good.
That's not my best angle.
Yeah, it was, and it went out to, you know, like my mom, my dad, my grandma, my brothers, everyone. So I called a dispatch back. I was like, hey, yeah, I believe you guys were sending out to this place. And I didn't want them to show up to her dad's house and, you know, explain to him what just happened.
Oh, boy.
So somehow I got them to agree to meet me at a park nearby and show them that we're okay, because they still had to respond to make sure it wasn't like, you know, her trying to, you know, get a hold of them or anything. So they agreed to meet me in a park parking lot down the street. So,
oh, my God.
We parked the car, and they pull up, and they have their lights on. I wouldn't say guns drawn, but ready to go. And they're telling us to put our hands up through the window and everything. And, you know, they approach and they realize, oh, yeah, it's just two silly teenagers that obviously, you know, accidentally sent that off.
Triple clicking. So
yeah, exactly.
So that was probably the last day of that feature. They're like, yeah, we're going to have, yeah. And we're going to shut that down. Thank you, Brandon.
Want a triple click later?
No. Desiree.
Yay.
Yay. Tech screwed you over. What happened?
So this is actually my friend, not my story, but she decided to go out and have a little bit of fun and took her car maybe a mile home, ended up hitting a tree, and it turns out she was drunk driving and her car called the cops on her.
OnStar, like, ratted her out?
Yeah, she got out and it locked all the doors, so she decided to have a cigarette while she waited for the cops to come, because she knew she was in trouble, so.
OnStar does that, doesn't it? It's like you've been in a wreck.
Yeah.
She screwed herself over in that instance, but that's still. Mike?
Yai.
Yai. Tech screwed you over. What happened?
It was my old boss, actually, but he received a nude from a woman, and he was kind of an older guy and didn't quite understand technology super well. And he was the upper management from my company I worked for. Okay. And he had like a Teams chat with all the other upper management from around either the nation or the area or whatever it was.
Okay.
But he somehow accidentally forwarded that nude from that woman to the entire upper management Teams chat. And IT couldn't delete it. They didn't know how to delete it because, like, it's the way that app was, that you couldn't delete stuff.
Oh.
So they had to, like, delete the whole app and, like, restart an entire new program.
Because the default picture for all Teams chats is a naked person.
Everyone wants to transfer to Denver.
Yeah, I like this. Okay. Thank you, dude. Lindsay.
Yai.
Yai.
Okay, so this was a few years ago. I was sending a Snapchat to the guy I was dating at the time, a little scandalous photo, and it went to my entire friend list instead of just him.
What was the photo of?
You know,
we've all made that mistake.
You said something to the...
I'm trying to make her feel better.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you snap us real quick?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I can't decide if I'm weird or everyone else on the planet is weird.
Why not both?
Porque no los dos.
Yeah.
Because I just read a story that moms, I swear this did not happen to me, and I have not knocked anybody up. I literally just found this story. Moms to be name the bump where their child is, and it's not the name of the child itself.
I'm sorry, I'm reading parents to be, not just moms. So,
well, I was okay. I'm just saying. No guy can just name a baby bump. You can't just walk by a girl and go, hey, Bean. Like, there has to be a woman involved. So,
I'm assuming the husband or the father.
If one is involved, yes. Sure, Aaron. My God, are we going to get, are we going? Let's go.
Well, you read the first line wrong, no, so yes.
I'm just saying, to me, it feels like it's a more female-centric thing because she's the one who has it. Like,
yeah, but you have conversations about it, right?
I never did. Like, we never named the bump. Like, the number one name is Peanut. Like, you're walking around calling your stomach Peanut.
I still call my oldest nephew Peanut.
Because he was called Peanut while he was inside?
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, because, but did you name the bump or was he Peanut inside? Because in the bump, if you name the bump goes away, but then Peanut,
that's,
you know,
true.
What I mean?
I don't know, and especially because he was adopted, so we were around the bio mom when she was pregnant.
Oh, you were?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're very close with her.
Okay. For some reason, I thought. I have mixed stories in my head. I thought he was a Russian baby, and you like flew somewhere and got a baby. Okay. Sorry.
From up the street.
Okay.
Quit giving him vodka. Yeah. He's not Russian. We tried to tell you.
Well, he's four. Come on. So did you guys name the bump?
Kinda, but like, I think we named the baby inside the bump, not the, so the way my wife told me that she was pregnant the very first time is she got a Build-A-Bear and it had like a little onesie on it and it said Daddy's Main Squeeze and had a little lemon on it. So
cute.
So there was a little teddy bear with the onesie in the room. That's so she, surprise, I'm pregnant. So from then on,
you
since we didn't
it
know
lemon?
If it was, yeah, he was baby lemon. So we didn't know
that's
if it was
so a, cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we didn't know if he's a boy or a girl yet or whatever. And so we were like, well, he's just the lemon. He's lemon, baby lemon, and then that was just kind of how we used it.
And you're okay with that naming?
Yeah, Aaron said it was so cute.
I know, but she's gonna say anything you say right now is good because she's mad
no.
at me. She's mad at me, and she's lashing out.
Yes, but no.
Like you do you name your cars?
Yeah.
God, I knew you would. Hold on, before we get to you, Aaron.
Okay.
Do you name yours, T-Hack?
Not since high school. No, in high school, all the boys had different. We had
and
the silver
you named
bullet.
Your car what?
It was a gold Nugget. It was because it was a gold Impala. It was. Kind of foretold my future in Colorado.
That's not
if you
a
ask
name.
Me.
It's a nickname. It counts. Yeah. You don't have anything, right?
I don't name anything. I name things what they are. Look, a printer. But it's like around here, our printers used to have names. Did you know that?
No.
For the longest time, it was like, oh, print it on Doug. And it's like, what? We named the printers in this building.
Can we bring that back?
No! Because then you're like, where's Doug? And it's like, who's Doug? And you're having this like Abbott and Costello routine thing where it's like, I printed on Doug. And it's like, where's Doug? Who's Doug? I don't know. Who's on first? And you're like, just tell me where Doug is. Doug doesn't work here. And you're like, Doug's a printer. Where is Doug the printer? Now they're named by the boss's office, by the...
It's very boring.
You don't name inanimate objects.
Yeah,
you do.
You absolutely do.
I'm kind of agreeing with you because now that I'm thinking back to all when we did name things, me and my friends were all dudes and it was just the color of the car. There was the blue bunny. There was the red rocket, the silver bullet, the gold nugget. It was just the color of the car. So
Correct.
We weren't very creative or anything.
Yeah, no, you have to get more creative because my first one was Black Betty. My second one, I didn't have long enough to name. My third one was Sweet Potato. Again, kind of.
Do you still have Sweet Potato?
I do. So it was brown on the outside, orange on the inside. So it looked like a sweet potato.
That's more creative. You weren't like
but
brown
it's not a
potato.
Name.
It is.
Like Black Betty is a name. Betty's the name. And
sweet
it's a black
potatoes,
car.
A name. Just like lemon.
Like I have
was
a
name.
Dope Tesla. It doesn't have a name.
Yeah, we gotta change that.
What's your current white car?
Neville.
Oh my God. You named your car Neville.
Because it's not the chosen one, but it's a good second.
So it's named after Neville Longbottom?
Yes. Oh duh. God.
And you're saying
she
Neville...
She couldn't name it Longbottom.
Yes, it's a better...
So hey, honey, want to hop in Longbottom? Need a ride? That doesn't work.
You're saying that your white car is named after Neville Longbottom, who only did one thing in the entire
thing.
Oh,
he did more than one
thing.
He cut
the head off of the one Horcrux is all he did.
He did more than that.
Oh, my God. By the way, he grew up hot.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was such an ugly kid. And then he just bounced out just like this smoking hot. Like, thank God for him bucking the trend of British dudes and getting braces. Because he got, like, straightened his teeth and he is money.
Are you sure you didn't leave the radio on in your car? Like, it's just, Neville's just listening now.
Yeah!
A single tear coming out of his...
You think how would a tear come out of a car?
I don't know, out of the AC.
So what am I naming my car? If I'm going to name one thing in my life, it's going to be a car.
Well, and you have a Tesla, so you have to do some sort of electric.
Oh my God, no! It's like what?
So you could do like Evie, because that's
the name of one of my dogs.
Well, yeah,
it's
but
the
it's
ex-wife's
Pokemon.
Dog. But
you could do Carmen Electra.
Ooh, I like that.
So
Anna De Carmas, if you wanted.
I like she's that
hot.
As well.
She's hot. She's hot. So you're saying, how often do you say Neville?
It's rare.
Just so you don't ever go.
Just when he's in trouble. It's his full name.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So you're going to continue to, now that we're on the air, are you going to keep going after Aaron for being a dumbass? Or
no.
Oh, it's your wife who thinks Aaron's a dumbass.
And me. And me. Always
okay.
Me.
I just want you to know I'm on Team AHAC, and I think you both are dumbasses.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Why? Well, so the other day we were talking about HelloFresh. That's the food service where
I'm
they
send
I'm
not sure you should be talking trash about...
There's a lot of brands
any
now.
Of the food services, yeah. Whatever.
Just to break it down for me, because I'm not... I don't do these things. Is that a company who sends you the meal is our like here's a little bowl and you throw it in the microwave?
No.
It's like it's already made, or they send you chicken and some cheese and some radishes and your and then it's a
and then you cook it.
A little card says chop the radishes.
Yep.
And like, and then, do they have like little packets of seasoning and stuff too for it? Yeah. So they give you all the ingredients, but you make the meal yourself.
You have to actually chop the chicken. They haven't chopped it for you.
Correct.
Aaron's the only one that uses it, I think.
You do use
it? I love it.
Do you know how to chop chicken?
Yeah.
Then go buy your own damn chicken.
But that's the thing is, like, I'm still kind of learning what goes with what and, like, how to elevate my dishes. So that's a great way to learn that. And then you get to keep the instruction sheet. So then it's like, yes, I'm going to cancel my subscription. I'm going to make this at home.
Have you canceled your subscription?
Not yet. I take breaks.
I'm just saying... Like, I almost bought Stitch Fix, but then I'm like, this is stupid. Just go to the store and buy khaki pants instead of gray jeans. Like, it's like, it's the same thing. Yeah. Just don't be a dumbass. Just go.
Well, that's what my wife wasn't understanding, because she can cook. And she's like, you can buy all that stuff from the store. Why would you need it sent to your house? And I was saying, that's for people like me. I wouldn't know what to buy at the store. And I also wouldn't need a huge quantity of whatever seasoning packet. I wouldn't need a whole thing. I'd just need a little bit.
You're going to use it again tomorrow.
Like, for you what? They didn't tell me what we're making tomorrow yet.
But you're saying, oh my God, you hurt my head so much. So you're saying you don't want to buy a lot of salt. You just want little packets of it.
Yeah.
And like,
Does the dish need salt?
Everything needs salt, dude. Okay. Literally everything. But the HelloFresh doesn't even tell you how much salt you're using, right?
No, it does.
But I thought it was just a flavor pack, and you just like go, pah. You're like Emeril Lagasse, like pow. And like, you don't know what's in there. It's some green, some red.
You don't know the ratio of the packet, but it'll say like add additional salt, whatever, sprinkle.
And I would need that, because I don't know. I wouldn't know how to get the chicken. What kind of chicken? Wings?
Just get chicken. How? Okay.
But then how much? And especially if I was just on my own.
How hungry are you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Wow.
Okay.
That's why I like the drive-thru. You can just circle back around if you want more. Like, I've already turned the oven off now, too. I'm behind.
I need you to walk me through, like, when you're a human.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think you are, because you just said a little while ago off air that you haven't eaten in like a day and a half.
I have. Yeah, I've been sick. So
you're in this room right now and you're sick.
I had some vomiting issues, if we have to get there. Yeah. So, but I didn't have a fever.
Why are you
or anything?
Making that face? You literally ran out of here a couple like week ago or so.
Yeah, you're right. I did barf.
Yeah. I barfed here in the bathroom too.
You did?
I thought we were all doing it. I'm the only person that hasn't barfed here.
Barf. Barf.
I'm trying. Barf.
Barf. Yeah. Okay, so let me cook you something.
Do you think yours is food poisoning? What happened to you?
I think I just ate too much. Yeah. I think I got, because I'm back. I'm off the soda. So I drink water, but then sometimes on the weekend I indulge a little bit. And I think my body's not used to it. That much sugar, that much liquid. And I think I just had too much.
So you just horked everything down.
Kind of. Yeah. We used the Blackstone. We used it twice in one day. We did it for breakfast. Wow. And then we did burgers and stuff at night. And so I just overindulged. So I think
and
it was that.
And then 20 hours later, you just upchucked at work.
Yeah, 18 hours later.
Okay, and yeah. Then all exits, no waiting. So you're fully empty right now.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Have you ever stepped on the scale after that? Very empowering.
Let's make out, because I need to get in swimsuit weather shape. Okay, so back to whatever. Like, if you were hungry right now and not going to a fast food place, mm-hmm. how much chicken do you think you'd eat?
Two. Pieces. Do they come in fingers?
Yes, they just... You need HelloFresh. You do.
I do, yeah, because I wouldn't know where to start, but that could get me into cooking. And my wife just wasn't understanding, because she's already into cooking, and she thought I was a dumbass.
Home Chef is the best. So if you do sign up for
Home Chef
one.
Is the one you
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
I thought you just said you were HelloFresh.
I got him confused, because I started with HelloFresh, and then it was questionable, and then we switched to Home Chef, and that one is top.
Is there something called Factor?
Yes, those are the ones that you put in the microwave.
Oh, okay.
Now that's what I need.
How many do you put in the microwave, Diak?
Which one's the microwave?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Today we want to talk about hormone horrors. The hormone, are you a little nervous?
whose hormones are we talking about?
Anybody, if somebody had a nutty based on hormones, male or female, we don't care. More, why am I suddenly nervous? More often than not, the hormone horror stories.
The what?
Could you look away from me while I finish this? She's like looking through my soul. It happens. Like women, when they're sort of, you guys go through some major, monthly,
for sure.
You have this time where it's like, you're not exactly rational. And I don't mean that to be bad,
because
you say it.
Yeah, I will literally be like, oh, that's why I was acting that way.
Yes!
It makes sense now.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
So that's what we want, is we want your stories of when you were irrational.
Sure.
You weren't yourself. And the other time is pregnancy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even more so, the hormones, they're out of whack, which is normal.
They don't know it at the time.
That they're pregnant or that they're out of whack?
They're out of whack. Because they're just, it's like, I remember I put probably 150 miles on my car looking for Gardetto's pretzels, deli mustard. Because, and I see, let me tell you what reminded me of this. There's a story of somebody who said, here's my wife's Chipotle order, burrito, half white rice, fajita veggies, steak, mild, medium, and corn salsa, and no cheese. How do I know? Because my wife hit me with, you don't love me, because I got cheese on her thing when she was pregnant. And you got home, and she was like, yeah, I got that exact. It was like, can you pick up some of the Gardetto pretzels I like? And I'm like, sure. Hit the stores that we go to, Gardetto's pretzels, doink, walked into the house, plopped them down, and was like, what?
Yeah, they were like, the wrong flavor?
Yeah. Apparently she wanted the deli mustard.
Well, you should have gotten them.
Well, guess what, Aaron? Try to find them. Go to King Supers.
Oh, no.
They don't have them. Safeway, they don't have them. Lucky's Market, Whole Foods, no. Finally, the Diamond Shamrock at 58th and I-25, right off of Broadway, right by Furniture Row, they had them. I bought all 15 bags they had.
It's like you end up having a hormone horror, too, because then you're just walking right in the door. You have these pretzels, yes or no?
I know.
Someone tell me. No? It's, all right, I'm out of here.
I was. The people thought I was crazy. Like, I hit more gas stations than you on a Saturday.
Whoa. Wow.
I was just up and down, Quick Trip, Diamond Shamrock, Total, you name it. I hit it.
Actually sounds good. I might have to get my wife pregnant again, if that's what comes out of it.
I want you, while your wife's in the throes of hormones, to say, I'm going to knock a baby into you just so I can do a bathroom tour. A bathroom tour. What am I doing?
Well, maybe that too. Who knows?
Yes, gas station. I'm just thinking of Bucky's and how nice their stupid bathrooms are supposed to be.
Yeah. There's some new ones around, honey. I got to check them out.
Over a Quick Trip. Okay, so we want to hear what happened to you when you were in the throes of hormones. We call them hormone horror stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There was one thing that happened fairly recent, but it wasn't necessarily because of my hormones, but I was crying a lot because of the week that was going on. And I turned to T-Hack and I was like, man, I can feel the crying headache. Come on, like it sucks. Do you feel that? He goes, you know, Aaron, I don't cry enough to know. I was like, oh,
did that make you cry?
Kind of.
I mean, that is the thing that's when we know that it's that. Like, I would like it if the women in my life would just cry when they're in the hormone horror. Because it's a lot like the women in my life who sleepwalk, because there's no way to tell. Like, they're walking around and they appear to be awake, and you're like, you just seem like you're a normal person, everything's fine, and like you realize, oh, you're asleep. And it's the same with the hormone. It's just like, man, you seem fine, but you're just saying bat guano crazy stuff. If you would just cry. Yes, I need. I remember, again, same ex-wife, like I made quesadillas all the time. Like, not your ratchet, like, T-Hack kind of quesadilla where it's a tortilla with, like, Velveeta cheese in the microwave for 22 seconds.
Yeah.
That's called a ratchet tortilla. I'm talking butter in a pan.
Ooh,
and get it crisp.
Chicken and, like, real shredded cheese, like, freshly shredded cheese because it doesn't have the cornstarch on the outside. And you fold it and it's just like... and you cut it into like thirds. Oh, you have a quesadilla maker, so you're going to get close to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
I know what I'm doing.
He's still using Velveeta cheese, but
I know.
Quick Trip makes a pretty good quesadilla too, actually.
Like hormonal ex-wife tried to duplicate my quesadilla. She's like, I'm going to make quesadillas just like you. And I walked into the house.
Oh no.
And she's on the ground, pan like seared to the hardwood floor.
Oh my gosh.
And she's just weeping openly. She's like, my quesadillas aren't as good as yours. And I'm like, this is the most bat crap crazy. Like, who cares?
She wanted one.
But who cares if it's not as good?
Yeah, and don't put Slacker in that position because he's going to say, well, I mean, we knew that.
Obviously, I know. Your quesadillas suck.
None are as good as mine.
So that's the only one you're willing to admit. Hack, you haven't admitted one really for AHAC. And before we get too much farther along, did you want to tell one of her?
I just remember we both had a lot of pregnancy cravings when she was pregnant. It was weird. The weirdest thing. We both put on a lot of weight, but we were in it together.
That's a real thing, though, right? When
I think so. Yeah.
Partnered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was having almost more than she was, it's felt like.
This is what's irritating. You are so smart that you know that if you out her for being hormonal on this show, you're not going to put a baby in her.
You're right.
So
you're right.
Angie doesn't get hormonal. T-Hack does. Yeah. If you have a hormone horror story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about hormone horrors.
I can't say it either.
Why do you guys struggle?
First off, it's just hard to say real fast. Go.
Well, now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, okay.
Hormone horror.
It's also
I just did it while you were doing that.
No, you weren't.
I did.
Do it.
Hormone horror.
Okay.
I can barely say horror. Just.
Well, it's just, and also I just get really nervous because I feel like people are going to be mad, you know? Just mad.
Hormonal people?
Yes. That's who you don't want mad at you.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mimi.
Yay.
Yay.
Hormone horror. What do you got?
Okay, so I am not a religious person. Neither is my husband. And when I was pregnant, we are different religions. When I was pregnant, I told him he was taking my religion away from me.
The religion that you don't really have. You were just like, I can feel it. How was he taking it away from you?
You know, just by reproducing with, you know, not that religion.
Oh, you're going deep boy. On him.
Oh, wow. Easy with the whole, you know, we don't need the visual.
Okay.
Sorry. It's just me? Okay. Did you, like, at what point, I always try to ask hormonal people after the fact, at what point did you realize you were being irrational?
Oh my God. It's just the most irrational. Probably post-pregnancy, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you wrote it out. Yeah, no, that's good.
Years later, as I reflected.
Thank you for the call, Mimi. Allison.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Honeymoon? Oh, God. Hormone horror. What do you got?
Yeah, my current fiance, I guess I used to break up with him every month during my period, and I didn't know until he showed me a calendar he made.
I'm sorry, you have no recollection?
No, I guess I didn't realize how dramatic it was. I just thought I was, like, normal irritated, but he had a calendar of every single breakup.
You would actually say we're done, though. You, like, break up.
Yeah, I would be done, but I think it's like those memes you see about how the husbands get fired by their wives, but they wake up still at work.
Yeah.
Easy, Tucker. So are you on anything now to regulate that? Because you seem real rational.
I mean, I seem rational. I was on the same, like, I'm still on the same birth control that I was on, so probably not more rational. But he must be okay with it because he proposed a couple weeks ago.
Aww, congrats.
Probably during the good times.
Yeah, thank you.
Probably timed that whole thing out. Thank you, Allison. Wow. Devin.
Yay.
Yay.
Hormone horror. What do you got?
So my mom was actually pregnant with me, and my dad walked in the house to find my mom standing in the kitchen with the refrigerator door open, just bawling, full on alligator puppy dog tears, bawling. And he's like, what's wrong? And her response was, a fly landed on me.
Oh, no.
It's ruining everything. Did she know that it was crazy? I just need to know, when do you wake up from the dream?
She definitely knew it was crazy later, because it's been a huge joke, and it's the reason why I'm so emotional is because the fly landed on her.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. So obviously I do not have my own kids, but I watch my nephews, and I need to make sure that I did not completely ruin one of them.
Okay, I'm out.
Good. I wasn't going to ask you anyways. Okay, this is directed at Tia.
I am literally the worst person to ask about ruining kids.
You would know more about it, though.
Oh, true. Kind of, right?
I see what you're doing there. You're like, as the expert.
It's like I have the little devil and the angel on my shoulder.
So
right
I'm
now.
The devil in this? Even though I look like the angel and Tia looks like whatever that is.
Why? Because he has long hair?
Yeah.
Just angelic.
No, you don't look angelic. You look Christ-like, but the angels don't look.
There you go. Yeah.
No, it's not the same thing. I think, if we put our faces next to each other on a post and say, who's good cop, bad cop? Who do you think is going to win good cop?
I would.
Yeah, T-Hack is.
I would definitely.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they know who he is and just think I'm an angel?
No, because, I don't. He's got a very softer face. He's got bigger cheeks, just softer features. They're less aggressive. Your brows stay pointed down.
Oh, God. All right. If anybody out there is, text into 51059 your bottom dollar on Botox prices, because apparently I need to numb my forehead before we take this picture.
I have every facial feature that you don't want as a guy. It's like, you're real soft around the edges. You're real gentle looking.
I don't think you're gentle. I think you're harsh. I think you have in a good way. I think you have a manly face.
Oh, wow. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. I have a very round face. I know. It's just the truth. I do.
But
very big cheeks.
The beard does help balance it out.
Thank you. That's why I have one.
Yeah.
If I don't, if I shave, it's like a thumb. If you draw a smiley face on a thumb, that's what I look like. Well, now you gotta put a little wig on your thumb, too. To look like me.
We're going to put up like four different posts. Number one, I'm going to put your face on my thumb and Aaron's going to do hers. And then we're going to put them up next to a picture of you and do who wore it better.
Okay. A thumb war.
A thumb war. It's a T-Hack thumb war. And then we're going to put the angel devil and we're going to figure out who's who. Because while your face is round, I don't think the face shape necessarily denotes evil. I mean,
not the
a
face
very
shape.
Angular face is like, but I think T-Hack, quit looking at me with this stupid doe eyes.
I just don't think I look threatening at all. I don't think I look menacing or scary.
You have a beard. You look way threatening.
And I still am not threatening. I can't get threatening. I'll do anything. I cannot figure it out.
So when you're walking down the street, pretend you walk.
Okay.
So if you were to be walking down the street, and a female's coming the other way, do you think she'd cross the street?
No, I don't.
Wow. They all cross the street.
You cross the street.
I know. I cross the street, and there's this awkward thing where we're both like, we're both trying to avoid each other. Because it's weird. And then we both kind of do the zigzag back and cross. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Mm. But I still think I'm more the good guy.
Mm.
Whatever your heart believes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't have time for whatever it was you were going to get to.
Okay.
No, just go ahead. What was it?
I was. I had him overnight one time. We had like a little sleepover. It was great.
Both kids?
Yeah. Oh, a handful. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Because they're one of them's little still, too.
Like milk little?
Yeah, 10 months. And like he's crawling, pulling himself up the stairs. Like it's at that age where if you turn around for 2 seconds, he's got a bottle of wine. We need to put those up higher.
Hold on. How old are you, Slacker? I believe that age, too.
Yeah. If I can crawl to it, I'm grabbing it. That is a for sure thing that I...
He's got one now.
That's whiskey, idiot.
The little one, he had woken up because he was hungry in the middle of the night. So I was like, no big deal. I'm just going to run downstairs, get him a bottle, come back up. I won't be gone long.
Where'd you leave him?
On the bed. Just...
Oh, my God. It's a baby that can crawl?
Yeah.
And you left it on the bed.
And
describe the sound. Describe the sound.
It was a big thud.
Did it sound like dropping a cantaloupe or dropping a bowling ball?
Cantaloupe.
Oh, it means something broke. That's a squish sound. Like, it's like when you drop a camera. It was just a boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Slacker and I are both on the same shoulder at this point now.
Yeah, like, hey, bud, I don't know if we're evil or what? And you left a baby who can crawl on a bed.
He was fine. I put up a pillow border and he just crawled it over. What? I didn't know.
Oh. Was he real groggy after that or anything?
He cried a lot.
But slept forever.
He drank the bottle and was out. Oh. No. He's okay.
Real hard to wake the next morning. What are you doing?
He was okay, but I just felt so bad.
Any visible signs?
No, I did do like a whole inspection. Nothing was wrong.
I held him by the ankle. I gave him a little shake. You seem fine.
Oh my God, Aaron.
But that happens to everyone, right?
Elements of it happen. Like one time with our daughter, we had her in the car seat and up on the counter where we like put her in the car seat and then walked away for a second. And then the car seat started moving. She was like a little more vigorous in her shaking and like her kicking. But we got to it before it fell.
What are you talking about?
Because like she's a little more powerful than we realize. Kind of, it sounds like what happened with your nephew. You didn't realize he was as quick and nimble. Come on, it's happened to you.
Come on.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Yeah, no, I was re-shingling my house. Thought I'd bring a bassinet up there with me. What are you? Neither of you are good.
Well, I'm better because I got to him before she fell. So at least we could agree on that.
Hey, it's not a competition.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm trying to figure out if Costco's scamming me.
No, they would never.
I don't think they are. You know how I feel.
Yeah.
I have Costco shirts.
We cannot talk bad about Costco. No,
there's something in the air or something that you're breathing in, something that's making you guys are like over by.
There was something that, I don't remember if I saw it on like Instagram or something, or if Slacker brought it up, but it was a reason for T-Hack to get a Costco membership. And I don't
remember.
There's
a zillion reasons.
Well, yeah, true. but there was like one specific one that I thought was like the selling item.
But I've never even been in one. I'm too afraid. I can't be a Costco zombie like you guys are just like, Costco, need to go back. Great deals.
Will you come to Costco with me?
I'm too scared. I will get sucked in.
A group trip.
Are you all right? You've been drinking
a
little bit today?
It's the cold medicine.
Group trip to Costco. Here's the thing. I know that you would be defying your wife's like MO. Your wife being Latina, and I'm sort of like this. I grew up in Longmont, and so I grew up with the Rodriguezes, the Torres, the Gutierrez. Like, when you need food, you go to the store and you buy the food, you make the food.
Yes, exactly. And that's not how I was raised. Like
you're raised in the bulk culture.
Yeah, we froze everything and thawed it and all that. Yeah, but we don't do that anymore. I didn't know you couldn't do that. I didn't know there was options.
So
it's a lot of trips to the store, but it's...
She likes fresh food.
Yes.
And you can get fresh food at Costco. You just get a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
So you just like, you would have to, like if you buy chicken, you're either going to have to make a lot of chicken or you're going to have to freeze some.
Yeah. And we're caught in the middle because we with the two little kids, we don't eat enough to buy bulk. We don't have a big freezer either. That's the other
pantry
thing.
Space. Because I'm talking about things like, do your kids like... Welch's fruit snacks.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
They made a box of like 400 of them.
Yeah. Gone
They're
in
not
a gonna
week. Go bad.
Yeah.
Oh, are you not a Welch's guy? They have the Mott's also. Either one you like, they have them both. Mm-hmm. They're right next to each other. Just pick one. Or don't pick. Get them both. Right?
That's way too many fruit snacks.
Take it back. Take it back. Is there such a thing as way too many fruit snacks?
No.
Negative. Cool. Perfect.
I don't know. Leo's eaten a few too many in an afternoon before. If he's listening, yes, Leo, there are.
Yes,
some.
There's such a thing. But trust me, they even had Gushers the other day.
Ooh.
Wow.
Do you like Gushers?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, they have them at Costco.
I know I would like it, but I can't become a zombie like you guys.
We're not zombies. We are enthusiasts.
I'm going to tell you this. So the new thing that I'm into there. Oh my God, this is bringing me to two. I have three things we have to talk about right now. Okay. Maybe at least two. Number one, you can buy gift cards.
Yes, my mom did that this week.
Okay, so my daughter, one of the things she wanted for like getting good grades and all the stuff and like just being a great kid, she's like, can we go out and have like a celebratory dinner? And I was like, absolutely. but like her taste is usually like El Jardin, like the restaurant my friend owns. So it's like,
we know.
Yeah, I'm friends. I know the owner. He's even named a drink after me. It's called the Slackerita. They're like Highway 2 and 74th ish. Just swing in, tell him Slacker sent ya. No, but like, so I thought she's going to pick something low key. She wants Texas G Brazil.
Oh.
Okay.
So have you been?
No, I have not.
It's like meat keeps coming at your face. It's a lot of food, blah, blah, blah. And it is, love their food. It's incredible. It is not cheap. So you got to go in there with your like your athletic pants on, because you're gonna
you
get,
gotta make it worth it.
That's my normal restaurant strategy, but
going with something expandable. But it's like 50 plus per person.
Okay,
but it's all you can eat. Just eat. Go. Costco has 4 $50 gift cards to that restaurant for $155.
A deal.
Really?
A steal.
And that's it.
That's what I'm saying. Am I going to get to the restaurant and lay them down there like, oh, you can only use one at a time? I don't think so. Like, what's the scam? How? I'm getting one of the meals for free. Am I not?
I don't see a scam anywhere. How can they do that?
Yeah, but you had to drive all the way to Costco. You bought a bunch of other stuff while you were in Costco. Like, you're still spending money.
Who's eating that $45? No one wants to go to Topgolf. I bought two $50 gift cards at Costco. $75.
Wow.
I don't know how they do it, but I don't think there's a scam in it.
Dude, do you give gift cards for Christmas?
No. I don't really give Christmas gifts.
But at Christmas?
Wow, now you can.
The middle of Costco is like Nike, Xbox,
it's so
everything.
Fun, yeah.
And whatever it is, if it's $100, it's $75.
But there's no way you go in and just buy the gift cards you need and then pay and then leave.
Why not?
You totally could.
You could.
You could, but you don't.
Well, I get that. But you're not spinning enough.
You get sucked in. The zombie takes over. Oh, the deals.
Okay.
They're further in. There's more in the back.
They are right in the middle, so you kind of have to get right into the thick of it and see the other crap. Yes.
I saw so many deals.
Okay. So I need to know if there's some scam. Text in at 51059. Okay. Here's the other scam. This is so weird. I probably shouldn't do this one on the air. Do you know how many gift cards get lost in the mail every year?
No.
I don't.
Can you imagine that it's big or small?
I would say big.
I know someone, should I not be saying this, who, and I wonder if this is a scam, they are buying, the post office will sell you a box of found gift cards.
What?
They just spent, I don't want to say the actual number, but it's north of $15,000 on a box of gift cards. And the hope is, it's just like one of those reality shows where you're buying a storage container and you're like, what's inside?
So it's a mystery box.
Yes.
Really?
Gift cards.
And the hope is that there's more than $15,000. It is a huge box filled with gift cards. And then you just start, but then you gotta want to use Nike gift cards or Starbucks or whatever. But it's a huge box of lost gift cards. And they're yours.
But you're limiting yourself. Like, if you have that cash, you could spend it anywhere. Now you're limiting yourself to where
No, because then what people do is then they sell these gift cards in a Costco-like fashion. There's websites where it's like, hey, want to go to the Nike outlet store? Here's a $200 Nike card for $180. And people will buy it.
There's so much math involved in that to
there
figure out.
There is a lot, because you have to make sure that it's worth what you paid for.
You can't make sure. You just have to gamble.
Well, that's what I... Well... Because then you're not making a profit if you're reselling it for less.
Facts.
That's where you have to make sure is after you count it all.
But could we go to Costco and buy gift cards, hear me out, for $155 and then sell them for $175? $20 profit every time.
Oh.
I see. And then you don't have to worry about if you're buying lost gift cards from the post office and then they're going to ship you a box, aren't they? Couldn't they lose that box too?
Yes.
They've already lost
In
all
fact,
these the
first
time.
In fact, the people who bought it are still waiting on the box to arrive.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever brought to the table on the show.
I'm excited. you got me in.
Because this is a visual. I need everyone. How on your Apple Maps right now, we get your phones out and type in like 104th Avenue and Tower Road. if you can. If and if you're driving, just whatever, if you can, like, look at it. So
okay.
And are you on the?
I actually learned something. I didn't know you could just put in like a two addresses. I've
or
only
two
used
streets or
two
whatever.
Streets. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah. It makes sense. I've just never tried
it. I want to see that area. Are you in like the driving mode? Go to the driving mode.
So is yours driving but dark?
Probably.
Okay.
So you just need to like zoom back. So I live out there, and like I have friends that like run the park at my neighborhood. It's called Reunion Park.
Okay. They run it, like they take care of it.
They physically run around.
It didn't even cross my mind. that could be what you meant.
No, and other. I know. Isn't that weird? Yeah. Like, okay, let me start with a different aside. Do you guys believe, like, in the Aladdin thing, where like some angry Disney animator was like, "Screw it, I'm gonna draw a pee-pee as one of the towers in the background."
Yes,
and that was the Little Mermaid in Aladdin. It had clouds that spelled S-E-X.
Okay,
during the magic carpet ride,
and somehow one disgruntled animator got that message through, despite quality control, despite film directors, despite everything in the world. Like, it's Disney. It's geared at children. Somebody should have been looking for something sexual.
Yeah, but they're always smart about it. It's a weird way to call it. They're not smart because they're doing a bad thing, but they're
clever in the way that they incorporate
even
it.
When you're watching the videos on YouTube that are like, look, here's where it says it, it's kind of hard to see. I think
it's a reach. Yeah
Okay, well, this has long been rumored in my neighborhood. In fact, there are Facebook pages devoted to this, but if you could zoom in on Reunion Park if you could zoom in on Reunion Park there, it is a giant dong. It is, the park by my house is a pee-pee. It just is, okay? And there's no reason for at the top, like streets should have just gone straight, but no, they did a little flare there to do a thing.
And then they matched it below.
On the other side, yeah.
I've never been more interested in running.
Okay, so I want to know how this got past everybody, for one, and was it intentional? Now, if you zoom out a little bit, you'll see that the top of the PP goes into two sort of elongated roundabout kind of dealios, and then goes down to South Lawn, which is clearly shaped like a vulva.
Ah.
So it is drip, drip. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I live there.
It's getting hot in here.
And it's now become a thing where I have friends in run clubs and stuff, and they're like, we won't run around your park because on Strata, they like compare. It's like,
oh, they like paint a picture. They like track
yes!
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people are like, we can't run Reunion Park because it looks like we're trying to be funny and run around a pee-pee. And if you happen to run Reunion Park down into South Lawn, it looks like you're simulating relations.
To those people, I say, it is funny. You should do it. It is funny.
How?
It's hilarious.
I want to know, much like the Disney planners, how did the mayor of Commerce City, how did the planners of Shea Homes and Richmond Homes and
the builders or whoever,
all those people, like, by all means, build a pee-pee-shaped park in the middle of Commerce City.
I bet it had to be one of those, like, you lay out the plans and then you lay plans on top of it and they like combine and they just kept them separate the whole time.
And
no one noticed
that they drew a giant pee-pee in the middle of Reunion.
I think it's a good thing I'm not a mayor, because there'd be a lot more of these in the town.
Tiag for mayor of Parker.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we need people to call in and admit they're stupid. Not stupid, just misinformed. Yeah. Uninformed?
Uninformed.
Late to the party.
Late bloomers.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone knew but me is what we call this. One of the ones that was on this Reddit thread that I saw was like, somebody didn't know how to say Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Hmm.
Yosemite?
I'm really shocked you were able to say it.
Why?
Because a lot of people say Yosemite.
Yosemite? No, I know Yosemite because there's Yosemite Park and stuff.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam.
Oh, no, I get it. Oh, wow. Look how smart you are.
Yeah. It's the Potomac one.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
There isn't Potomac, Sam. There's no. How am I supposed to know that?
Because Potomac is like the river that Washington crossed. It's a famous thing. Okay. Washington crossed the Potomac. It's like, who did he cross the Potomac?
You mean Washington?
Oh my God. So I mean, we just want to hear the things that. There's one on this list. There's a couple on this list that I literally didn't know till I saw the list. So when we say everyone knew but me, I literally didn't know 14 seconds ago. Aaron printed this thing out.
I'm trying to figure out which one.
Well, I'm going to jump all the way to the last one first.
Okay.
Arby's. You're telling me you didn't, like, everyone knew. I just assumed there's some guy named Jim Arby, A-R-B-Y. Who he opened a chain of stop looking at me like that.
No,
that his
RB.
I
what do they serve at RB? What the are they meats? Known for? Yeah.
The meats, they have the meats,
yeah. Roast beef.
Okay, just hear me out. If you want your restaurant to be named after roast beef, RB, do you know how you put it on your sign?
The letter R.
Yeah, and then the letter B.
Yeah.
Both capitalized. R-B. Right, no. Yeah. Not A-R-B-Y-S. That's the name of a person.
It makes it more
unique.
You
know someone named R-B?
No, but I'm saying the assumption is that's the name of a person. Does it not?
It's okay. We're not attacking you.
No, like,
it's
okay. I feel attacked. You because stand both, down. You guys are all like, how do you know that roast beef? What do they serve?
I did my dissertation on Arby's, all right? I know.
I haven't had Arby's in probably 20 years. Is it good still?
It's
okay.
It's there.
They survive.
Do you get anything? I like
the roast beef and the Arby's sauce. The Arby's sauce is one of the best sauces.
Not the horsey sauce, but the regular sauce?
Just the regular Arby's sauce. Yeah, yeah, the roast beef sauce.
The more times you try to slow it down to make me feel stupid is... Okay.
Okay.
So I have one more from this list that I did not know until today.
Okay.
Everybody knew but me. Number 9?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're the same.
Me and you both. Number 9. Okay, so we're stupid.
Yeah. Yes!
That a quart is a quarter of a gallon.
How did you not know that?
How would I know that?
That's just basic measuring.
But we knew... Like, I just thought we made up names for things. Is a pint, it's like...
Haven't you seen the thing where it's like a picture and they do the giant G for the gallon and then they have quarts, they have C's inside of it and there's four of them because there's four quarts in a gallon and then inside...
A quart would be a Q.
What? Oh, sorry, whatever.
C
whatever.
Is a cup.
You're right. Oh, yeah. I just learned.
You know no. When you're trying to be all condescending but you don't know the letters?
Whatever. But it's a picture that explains it all to you. I can print it for you.
I had no idea.
But you understand the whole point. It's quart for like quarter.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Literally never knew that. I cook. I never knew that before this moment.
And that's what makes me feel better because I don't cook. So I just felt dumb. But now you're with me. So I'm dragging you down. You should know this.
I think I kind of knew there's four quarts in a gallon, but it never occurred to me that quart was short for quarter. Why would I know? Because we made up pint. What's pint short for?
But what about like a quarter hour?
Understand that, but we call it a quarter. Why don't we call that a quarter? Like, you're telling me you knew it was short for quarter.
Yes.
Are you being serious right
yes.
now?
Yes.
I did not know at all.
I feel so much better about my life knowing okay. you didn't know either.
You're in a dark place.
I know. It's like I'm clinging to TX stupidity as my reason to
I'm
wake
not
up
alone.
Tomorrow. All right. So if you were the last one to know something, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
I totally thought
idiot.
That...
Idiot!
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. You made me feel so bad that
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I spelled court wrong, so I hope that makes you feel better.
Yes, you did with a C.
My bad. But no, I thought movie theaters, the number at like AMC 12.
Oh my God, you did admit this on the air.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, that's the 12th AMC in Colorado. How cool.
You thought it was like pho.
Yeah.
Because you know the pho restaurants is like, I'm at pho 7. Like there's no other pho 7.
Okay.
But then, so you rolled into like a second AMC 12 and you're like, no.
I didn't even
AMC
like.
AMC 12 is by my house.
No, I didn't even remember the numbers. So it was like a new experience every time.
So it never occurred to you that the 12 is.
The number of theaters? Mm. Yeah, no.
The number of screens inside
whatever.
Okay.
I remember doing this break on the air at an old job, and I thought I was very clever. Pink, the singer Pink, had come out with a wine, and I was like, oh, you know how you make your pink wine? You take red wine, you mix white wine, you get pink wine. But that's a thing, isn't it? Don't people do that?
No.
Mm-mm. I thought they do it. It's like, it's called something.
Are you talking about rosé?
Yeah. It's like rosé.
That's not how you make a rosé.
I don't know. I still don't know.
So you still don't know how to, do you know how you make a rosé?
But what do you
mix? Peel a red grape.
Okay.
It's a red grape peeled, so you don't get the, oh my God.
Is it rose wine? Is that what pink and white is?
No, I don't know.
So it's not
you're
a thing.
You're making a thing up. Were you combined to rosé? It's rosé is the word you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A rose wine.
It was pink.
There's another one on the list that I have to admit that I didn't know before this moment. Pumpkin spice does not taste like pumpkin.
I
don't know what it tastes like, but it's not.
It tastes like pumpkin spice. It's the spice you put on pumpkin pie, but it's not pumpkin. Everybody's like, ooh, pumpkin spice is out. It doesn't taste like pumpkin at all. It's the stuff you put in pumpkin pie. So it's, we're like sitting around going, ooh, I wonder what the pumpkin, it's not pumpkin. It's like cinnamon.
Nutmeg.
And nutmeg. Yeah. Pumpkin spice is not pumpkin.
It's spice for pumpkin.
Yes.
Yeah. I never thought of that either. It also took me a very long time to realize that the reason that we are welcome to Colorful Colorado is because color is the first part of the word.
Can the mayor of Parker remove his citizenship? We need him. All right, so if you were the last one to know something obvious, like color is in Colorado, we want to hear what it was that you didn't know. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about how stupid we are and how we were the last to know things. Tiak and I have had a revelation that neither of us knew that there were 4 quarts in a gallon.
Spelled
or we
with
may
a Q.
have known that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't know that that's why it's called quart.
No, not at all.
I just thought of another one that was on this list. Oh God! Anybody who knows anything about geography will already know this. I like, if I had to fill in a map of the upper right part of the United States, I would not get any of it right.
Okay, the Northeast.
That.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You're off to a killer start. But yeah.
I just assume there's little chunks of things hanging off and stuff over there. So I assumed somewhere up there there's an island called Rhode Island.
Ah.
Because it's called, hi everyone, it's called what?
Rhode Island. It doesn't have island in the name.
Right.
But it is.
So it's, it should be a...
an island.
Right.
It should be.
But it's not.
Yeah. A lot of disappointed tourists.
Right. Hold on. Like, it, I don't understand why we call it that. Like, why would you call a landlocked thing an island?
I don't know.
It's not landlocked, but...
Okay, well, but it's not an island either.
No,
I don't even know
attached.
That.
Okay, I don't even know what it looks like. Is it the one? No, that's...
No.
Okay. Everybody knew but you. Boy, we're struggling. Adam?
Yai.
Everybody knew but you. What do you got?
Bottoms up.
Okay.
When you're drinking a beer and everybody says bottoms up, I had no idea that that meant you need to tip the bottom of your glass. I knew what to do, but I had no idea.
It never occurred to you you were actual following orders when you did it.
Yeah, I thought it was like a cheers. Nope, it's bottoms up because your glass is going up.
The bottom has gone up.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I kind of, I'm with him on that a little bit.
You are?
Yeah, it was just, you just say it. I never like thought about what it meant.
It's an island thing. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're... I don't need you two bonding over that. Thank you, Adam.
Let's go Hawks!
George?
Yai.
Everybody knew but you. What didn't you know?
So I was in my early 20s when I found out that pickles were cucumbers.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You know what? I will give him, because pickling is a process. So why are pickles called pickles when they're pickled cucumbers, when you can get like pickled radishes and like other pickled things?
That's exactly what I thought.
See,
I thought things that were pickled were mimicked after pickles.
Okay.
I know. Just...
But so somebody just pulled you aside one day and said, bruh, that's a pickle. That's a cucumber. No, you're right. I get it. But okay. Thank you for the call. Pickled radishes, that's what you went with?
That was the first thing.
There's not such a thing.
Yeah, there are.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
It's
nobody does pickled radishes.
Yes, absolutely.
You're making that
I'm
up.
I'm not. It goes in like some street tacos.
No, that's not radishes. That's a cabbage. It's pickled cabbage. Yes, it is. It's red, but it's pickled cabbage. It's not radishes.
There is pickled radish, but it does not look appetizing to me.
I just learned that you can pickle watermelon, and I want to try that.
Why would you do that? Watermelon is dope by itself. Gian?
Yay!
Everybody knew but you. What didn't you know?
I grew up across the street from a dairy farm in Texas. Mm-hmm. And I never understood why I never saw any bulls out there until I was 22 and I brought it up to my mother. You can't milk bulls, girl.
Well, you can.
It's a very different product.
That's a nipple too, Fokker.
Yeah, yeah. That's where heavy cream comes from.
Stop.
That was so... Okay, you're right. Thank you. That was over a line then. Heidi?
Yay!
Everybody knew but you.
Olive oil actually comes from olive.
Where did we
think? Well, I don't. What are the other options?
I don't know. I thought it was called that because of the color. Or I don't cook. I didn't know. And I'm like, whoa, this is mind-blowing.
Like, which came first, the olive or the color?
Right.
That's precious. Thank you, Heidi. Ellen?
Yay.
Everyone knew but you. What do you got?
For years, I drove back and forth across this country, everywhere. I knew that when you crossed a straight line, the mile markers started at zero and counted their way up until you crossed the next straight line, state line.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it is true. But what I didn't realize until just a year ago is if you were at mile marker 217, you were also at exit ramp 217.
I have to go. I need to go.
You didn't know that either?
I need to look at something.
Hold on. You didn't know that?
No.
They should cover it more in driver's head.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of idiots in the room, Ellen, so you should feel way better about yourself.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a dude who robbed a restaurant, and I don't even know how to say this. He just robbed the wrong restaurant in a really, really big way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a story about a guy. Pro tip, if you want to get away with a crime, your hiding spot, very important.
Okay.
Critical piece of the plan.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
There was a man in Florida.
Yeah, let's go!
He was wanted. He had a whole bunch of stuff that he was wanted for, and police were after him, and they knew he was in this house, so he was hiding in the house. They found him in the laundry room. He was inside of the clothes dryer. Just all there. He was like,
Hold on, my clothes dryer sound effect is very slow. There we go.
Yeah, very nice.
Was it on fluff?
I don't know.
Wrinkle release?
Was it on, steam refresh?
Yeah, there's no getting away once they find you in the dryer. It's kind of, which to me is a rookie move. Everyone knows if you're going to hide in the laundry room, it's not the dryer. You hide in the washing machine.
Why?
So you can make a clean getaway.
You literally chose that story for a bad pun, didn't you? Like, there's 100 different stories to choose from, and you went with clean.
I like to think the puns choose me. I'm just the messenger.
I'd like to think that. Aaron, you're doing stupid stories from now on. My story is not from Florida. It's from Hungary. Okay.
I don't know that.
Tiag will now be doing a Hungarian accent to translate the rest of my story. A Hungarian dude was hungry.
Hungry dude.
And he broke into a restaurant late at night. He then ate some food, drank some beer, and laid down for a nap. When he woke in the morning, he looks like an angel. When he woke in the morning, he did not wake peacefully. He woke to a bulldozer driving through the restaurant.
Oh.
Unfortunately for him, he chose a red.
Oh my gosh, it's still going.
Who's driving that thing?
He chose a restaurant that had been marked for demolition. He broke in after they held a demolition party and ate their leftover demolition party food. So just read the sign on the outside that says condemned. And if they have a washing machine, get in that because you can make a clean
getaway. Yeah, clean getaway.
Do you have any puns for hungry and hungry?
He must have been hungry enough to break in.
All right, we're going to try this again tomorrow. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever brought to the table on the show.
I'm excited. you got me in.
Because this is a visual. I need everyone on your Apple Maps right now.
Mm-hmm.
We get your phones out and type in like 104th Avenue and Tower Road. If you can. If you're driving, just whatever. If you can. Like, look at it. So.
Okay.
And are you on the...
I actually learned something. I didn't know you could just put in like two addresses. I've only
used... Two streets,
yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah. It makes sense. I've just never tried it
before. I want to see that area. Are you in like the driving mode? Go to the driving mode.
So is yours driving but dark?
Probably.
Okay.
So you just need to like zoom back. So I live out there. And like I have friends that like run the park at my neighborhood. It's called Reunion Park.
Okay. They run it, like they take care of it.
They physically run around.
It didn't even cross my mind. that could be what you meant.
No, and other. I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Like,
okay. Let me start with a different aside. Do you guys believe like in the Aladdin thing where like some angry Disney animator was like, screw it, I'm gonna draw a pee-pee as one of the towers in the background.
Yes.
And that was the Little Mermaid in Aladdin. It had clouds that spelled S-E-X.
Okay.
During the magic carpet ride.
And somehow one disgruntled animator got that message through despite quality control, despite film directors, despite everything in the world. Like, it's Disney. It's geared at children. Somebody should have been looking for something sexual.
Yeah, but they're always smart about it. It's a weird way to call it. They're not smart because they're doing a bad thing, but they're
clever in the way that they incorporate
it. Even when you're watching the videos on YouTube that are like, look, here's where it says it, it's kind of hard to see, I think.
It's a reach, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has long been rumored in my neighborhood. In fact, there are Facebook pages devoted to this, but if you could zoom in on Reunion Park... If you could zoom in on Reunion Park there, it is a giant dong. It is, the park by my house is a pee-pee. It just is, okay? And there's no reason for at the top, like streets should have just gone straight, but no, they did a little flare there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To do a thing.
And then they matched it below.
On the other side. Yeah.
I've never been more interested in running.
Okay. So I want to know how this got past everybody, for one, and was it intentional? Now, if you zoom out a little bit, you'll see that the top of the PP goes into two sort of elongated roundabout kind of dealios and then goes down to South Lawn, which is clearly shaped like a vulva.
Ah.
So it is drip, drip. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I live there.
It's getting hot in here.
And it's now become a thing where I have friends in run clubs and stuff, and they're like, we won't run around your park because on Strata, they like, it's like.
Oh, they like paint a picture. They like track
yes!
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people are like, we can't run Reunion Park because it looks like we're trying to be funny and run around a pee-pee. And if you happen to run Reunion Park down into South Lawn, it looks like you're simulating relations.
To those people, I say, it is funny. You should do it. It is funny.
How?
It's hilarious.
I want to know, much like the Disney planners, how did the mayor of Commerce City, how did the planners of Shea Homes and Richmond Homes and
the builders or whoever,
all those people, like, by all means, build a pee-pee-shaped park. In the middle of Commerce City.
I bet it had to be one of those, like, you lay out the plans and then you lay plans on top of it and they, like, combine and they just kept them separate the whole time.
And no one noticed.
And no one noticed.
That they drew a giant pee-pee in the middle of Reunion.
I think it's a good thing I'm not a mayor because there'd be a lot more of these in the town.
T-Hack for Mayor of Parker.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we need people to call in and admit they're stupid. Not stupid, just misinformed. Yeah. Uninformed?
Uninformed.
Late to the party.
Late bloomers.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone knew but me is what we call this. One of the ones that was on this Reddit thread that I saw was like, somebody didn't know how to say Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Hmm.
Yosemite?
I'm really shocked you were able to say it.
Why?
Because a lot of people say Yosemite.
Yosemite? No, I know Yosemite because there's Yosemite Park and stuff.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam.
Oh, no, I get it. Oh, wow. Look how smart you are.
Yeah. It's the Potomac one. Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm getting at.
There isn't Potomac, Sam. How am I supposed to know that?
Because Potomac is like the river that Washington crossed. It's a famous thing. Okay. Washington crossed the Potomac. It's like, who did he cross the Potomac?
You mean Washington?
Oh, my God. Mm. So, I mean, we just want to hear the things that... There's one on this list. There's a couple on this list that I literally didn't know till I saw the list. So when we say everyone knew but me, I literally didn't know 14 seconds ago. Aaron printed this thing out.
I'm trying to figure out which one.
Well, I'm going to jump all the way to the last one first.
Okay.
Arby's. You're telling me you didn't, like, everyone knew. I just assumed there's some guy named Jim Arby, A-R-B-Y, who he opened a chain of, stop looking at me like that.
No.
That his,
RB.
I.
What do they serve at RB? What the are they meats? Known for? Yeah.
The meats. They have the meats.
Yeah, roast beef.
Okay, just hear me out. If you want your restaurant to be named after roast beef, RB, do you know how you put it on your sign?
The letter R.
Yeah, and then the letter B. B.
Yeah.
No, both capitalized. RB. Right, no, yeah. Not A-R-B-Y-S. That's the name of a person.
It makes it more
unique.
You know
someone named RB?
No, but I'm saying the assumption is that's the name of a person. Does it not?
It's okay. We're not attacking you.
No, like,
it's
okay. I feel attacked. You because stand both, down. You guys are all like, how do you know roast beef? What do they serve?
I did my dissertation on Arby's, all right? I know.
I haven't had Arby's in probably 20 years. Is it good still?
It's...
Okay.
It's there.
They survive.
Do you get anything? I like
the roast beef and the Arby's sauce. The Arby's sauce is one of the best sauces.
Not the horsey sauce, but the regular sauce.
Just the regular Arby's sauce. Yeah. Yeah, the roast beef sauce.
The more times you try to slow it down and make me feel stupid is... Okay.
Okay.
So I have one more from this list that I did not know until today.
Okay.
Everybody knew but me. Number 9?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're the same.
You both. Number 9. So we're stupid.
Yeah. Yes.
That a quart is a quarter of a gallon.
How did you not know that?
How would I know that?
That's just basic measuring.
We knew. Like, I just thought we made up names for things. Is a pint? It's like.
Haven't you seen the thing where it's like a picture and they do the giant G for the gallon and then they have quarts. They have C's inside of it and there's 4 of them because there's 4 quarts in a gallon. And then inside.
A quart would be a Q.
What? Oh, sorry. Whatever.
C
whatever.
Is a cup.
You're right. Oh, yeah. I just learned.
You know, no. When you're trying to be all condescending, but you don't know the letters.
Whatever. But it's a picture that explains it all to you. I can print it for you.
I had no idea.
But you understand the whole point. It's quart for like quarter.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Literally never knew that. I cook. I never knew that before this moment.
That's what makes me feel better because I don't cook. So I just felt dumb. But now you're with me. So I'm dragging you down. You should know this.
I think I kind of knew there's 4 quarts in a gallon, but it never occurred to me that quart was short for quarter. Why would I know? Because we made up pint. What's pint short for?
Nothing. But what about like a quarter hour?
I understand that, but we call it a quarter. Why do we call that a quarter? Like, you're telling me you knew it was short for quarter.
Yes.
Are you being serious right
yes.
now?
Yes.
I did not know at all.
I feel so much better about my life knowing okay. you didn't know either.
You're in a dark place.
I know. It's like I'm clinging to TX stupidity as my reason to wake up tomorrow.
I'm not alone.
All right. So if you were the last one to know something, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. Or text into 51059.
I totally thought
idiot.
That...
Idiot!
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. You made me feel so bad that
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I spelled court wrong, so I hope that makes you feel better.
Yes, you did with a C.
My bad. But no, I thought movie theaters, the number at like AMC 12.
Oh my God, you did admit this on the air.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, that's the 12th AMC in Colorado. How cool.
You thought it was like pho.
Yeah.
Because you know the pho restaurants, it's like, I'm at pho 7. Yeah. Like, there's no other pho 7.
Okay.
But then, so you rolled into, like, a second AMC 12, and you're like, no.
I didn't even,
AMC 12 is by my house.
No, I didn't even remember the numbers, so it was, like, a new experience every time.
So it never occurred to you that the 12 is...
The number of theaters? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
The number of screens inside
oh, whatever.
The... Okay.
I remember doing this break on the air at an old job, and I thought I was very clever. Pink, the singer Pink, had come out with a wine, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, you know how you make your pink wine? You take red wine, you mix white wine, you get pink wine. But that's a thing, isn't it? Don't people do that?
No.
Mm-mm.
I thought they do it. It's like, it's called something.
Are you talking about rosé?
Yeah, it's like rosé.
That's not how you make a rosé.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's... So I still don't
so
know.
So you still don't know how to... Do you know how you make a rosé?
But what do you
mix... peel a red grape.
Okay.
It's a red grape peeled, so you don't get the... Oh, my God.
Is it rose wine? Is that what pink and white is?
No, I don't know.
So it's not
a thing.
You're
making a thing up. Were you combined to... Rosé. It's rosé is the word you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Of rose wine.
Thought it was pink.
There's another one on the list that I have to admit that I didn't know before this moment. Pumpkin spice does not taste like pumpkin.
I don't know what it tastes like, but it's not.
It tastes like pumpkin spice. It's the spice you put on pumpkin pie, but it's not pumpkin. Everybody's like, ooh, pumpkin spice is out. It doesn't taste like pumpkin at all. It's the stuff you put in pumpkin pie. So it's, we're like sitting around going, ooh, I wonder what the pumpkin, it's not pumpkin. It's like cinnamon.
Nutmeg.
And nutmeg. Yeah. Pumpkin spice is not pumpkin.
It's spice for pumpkin.
Yes.
Yeah. I never thought of that either. It also took me a very long time to realize that the reason that we are welcome to Colorful Colorado is because color is the first part of the word. Down by Potomac.
Can the mayor of Parker remove his citizenship? We need him. All right. So if you were the last one to know something obvious, like color is in Colorado, we want to hear what it was that you didn't know. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about how stupid we are and how we were the last to know things. Tiak and I have had a revelation that neither of us knew that there were 4 quarts in a gallon.
Spelled
or we
with
may
a Q.
have known that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't know that that's why it's called quart.
No, not at all.
I just thought of another one that was on this list. Anybody who knows anything about geography will already know this. I like, if I had to fill in a map of the upper right part of the United States, I would not get any of it right.
Okay, the Northeast.
That.
Yeah. Thank
that
you.
Called? Yeah. You're off to a killer start. But yeah.
I just assume there's little chunks of things hanging off and stuff over there. So I assumed somewhere up there, there's an island called Rhode Island.
Ah.
Because it's called, hi everyone, it's called what?
Rhode Island. It does have island in the name.
Right.
But it
should be
an island.
Right.
It should be.
But it's not.
Yeah. A lot of disappointed tourists. Right.
Hold on. I don't understand why we call it that. Like, why would you call a landlocked thing an island?
I don't know.
It's not landlocked, but...
Okay, well, but it's not an island either.
No,
I don't even know
attached.
That.
Okay, I don't even know what it looks like. Is it the one? No, that's...
No.
Okay. Everybody knew but you. Boy, we're struggling. Adam?
Yai.
Everybody knew but you. What do you got?
Bottoms up.
Okay.
When you're drinking a beer and everybody says bottoms up, I had no idea that that meant you need to tip the bottom of your glass. I knew what to do, but I had no idea.
It never occurred to you were actually following orders when you did it.
Yeah, I thought it was like a cheers. Nope, it's bottoms up because your glass is going up.
The bottom has gone
up.
Yeah,
no, that's good.
I'm with him on that a little bit.
You are?
Yeah, it was just, you just say it. I never like thought about what it meant.
It's an island thing.
No. Yeah. Okay. Now we're, I don't need you two bonding over that. Thank you, Adam.
Let's go Hawks.
George?
Yai.
Everybody knew but you. What didn't you know?
So I was in my early 20s when I found out that pickles were cucumbers.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You know what? I will give him, because pickling is a process. So why are pickles called pickles when they're pickled cucumbers, when you can get like pickled radishes and like other pickled things?
That's exactly what I thought. See, I thought things that were pickled were mimicked after pickles.
Okay.
I know. Just...
But so somebody just pulled you aside one day and said, bruh. That's a pickle. That's a cucumber. No, you're right. I get it. But okay. Thank you for the call. Pickled radishes. That's what you went with?
That was the first thing.
There's not such a thing.
Yeah, there are.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
It's
nobody does pickled radishes.
Yes, absolutely.
You're making that
I'm
up.
Not. It goes in like some street tacos.
No, that's not radishes. That's
what
a cabbage. It's pickled cabbage. Yes, it is. It's red, but it's pickled cabbage. It's not radishes.
There is pickled radish, but it does not look appetizing to me.
I just learned that you can pickle watermelon, and I want to try that.
Why would you do that? Watermelon is dope by itself. GN?
Yai.
Everybody knew but you. What didn't you know?
I grew up across the street from a dairy farm in Texas. Mm-hmm. And I never understood why I never saw any bulls out there until I was 22 and I brought it up to my mother. You can't milk bulls, girl.
Well, you can.
It's a very different product.
That's a nipple too, Fokker.
Yeah, that's where heavy cream comes from.
Stop.
That was so, okay, you're right. Thank you. That was over a line then. Heidi?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Everybody knew but you.
Olive oil actually comes from olive.
Where did we
think? Well, I don't. What are the other options?
I don't know. I thought it was called that because of the color. Or I don't cook. I didn't know. And I'm like, whoa, this is mind-blowing.
Like, which came first, the olive or the color?
Right.
That's precious. Thank you, Heidi. Ellen?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Everyone knew but you. What do you got?
For years, I drove back and forth across this country, everywhere. I knew that when you crossed a straight line, the mile markers started at zero and counted their way up until you crossed the next straight line. State
line. Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it is true. But what I didn't realize until just a year ago is if you were at mile marker 217, yeah, you were also at exit ramp 217.
I have to go. I need to go.
You didn't know that either?
I need to look at something.
Hold on. You didn't know that?
No.
They should cover it more in driver's head.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of idiots in the room, Ellen, so you should feel way better about yourself.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a dude who robbed a restaurant, and I don't even know how to say this. He just robbed the wrong restaurant in a really, really big way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a story about a guy. Pro tip, if you want to get away with a crime,
yeah,
your hiding spot, very important.
Okay.
Critical piece of the plan.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
There was a man in Florida.
Yeah, let's go!
He was wanted. He had a whole bunch of stuff that he was wanted for, and police were after him, and they knew he was in this house, so he was hiding in the house.
Okay.
They found him in the laundry room. He was inside of the clothes dryer. Just all there. He was like,
and hold then on, my clothes dryer sound effect is very slow. There we go.
Yeah, very nice.
Was it on fluff?
I don't know.
Wrinkle release?
Was it on, yes, steam refresh?
Yeah, there's no getting away once they find you in the dryer. It's
okay.
Kind of, which to me, it's a rookie move. Everyone knows if you're going to hide in the laundry room, it's not the dryer. You hide in the washing machine.
Why?
So you can make a clean getaway.
You literally chose that story for a bad pun, didn't you? Like, there's 100 different stories to choose from, and you went with clean.
I like to think the puns choose me. I'm just the messenger.
I'd like to think that. Aaron, you're doing stupid stories from now on. My story is not from Florida. It's from Hungary. Okay.
I don't know that.
Tiag will now be doing a Hungarian accent to translate the rest of my story. A Hungarian dude was hungry.
A hungry dude.
And he broke into a restaurant late at night. He then ate some food, drank some beer, and laid down for a nap. When he woke in the morning, he looks like an angel. When he woke in the morning, he did not wake peacefully. He woke to a bulldozer driving through the restaurant.
Oh.
Unfortunately for him, he chose a restaurant.
Oh my gosh, it's still going.
Who's driving that thing?
He chose a restaurant that had been marked for demolition. He broke in after they held a demolition party and ate their leftover demolition party food.
Oh.
So just read the sign on the outside that says condemned. And if they have a washing machine, get in that because you can make a clean getaway.
Yeah, clean. Get away.
Do you have any puns for Hungary and Hungary?
He must have been hungry enough to break in.
All right, we're going to try this again tomorrow. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.